Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
The Masters of Business present Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, the podcast about money-making marketing, entrepreneurship, and business growth. Now here's your host, Brother Bedford.
Greetings to you and welcome back to another episode of Masters of Business Presents Strictly Business. I'm your host, Brother Bedford. And once again, I want to thank you for sharing with me your most valuable asset, and that is your time. And as always, I want to be respectful of your time, and we're going to dive right into what it is that I want to share with you this week. So last week, we started on this subject that I believe is a very important subject. We started decoding the mind of those who have risen to become masters of business, because that is the great differentiator. It's not some of the skills and talents that we possess. It's not the information. It's the knowledge that comes to us. That's a part of it, but a big, big part of it. And I want to say now, after years of studying, definitely over 80% of this, if not even more, but I want to be a little conservative. 80% of the difference between those who have gone on to become masters of business or who are in the process of becoming masters of business, because that's I can't make that claim that I'm a master yet and that I've mastered all of these principles and concepts and steps that I'm sharing with you. So those who are still in the process, you begin to understand that there's this thinking, there's the way that the mind works, that is the great differentiator between those who go on to achieve the success that we've talked about, who become masters of business, and those who are engaged or even receive the same information, have the same opportunities, you name it, probably even better and greater skill sets than those who are successful, but there's something that stops them, and it is this ideal, this thought that the mind takes in the information and processes it differently, which causes us to think differently, which causes us to act differently, which causes the results to be completely different. That was the question I posed last week, and if you didn't listen to last week's episode, I strongly encourage you to go back, because I laid the foundation for the next few weeks, and I don't want to repeat everything that we stated last week. I can't recap everything because we really started talking about the mind of an entrepreneur, the mind of a master of business. I gave my disclaimer that I know that I'm not one who is in depth with the knowledge of how the human mind and the human brain works. Everything that I'm sharing with you, it can be perceived or it can be taken as being deep, but I know we're just scratching the surface on how the human mind and how the brain works. However, I do not want you to discount what we're saying, because we're not giving you the full scope of the human mind. That's a study that can take decades, and that's something that you should embark on if that is a subject that interests you. It should interest you to a degree. And so what I want to do is just give you some things that we're talking about specifically about business and entrepreneurship, and how two people can be given information about skills and information about business and all of the dynamics that come with business, but yet they can still have diametrically opposed results because of what? We stated that last week. That is the mind. How the mind is constructed. And black people have a unique experience in America that has really taken our minds to where the levels that need to be strengthened, the levels that need to be built, that need to be made whole, are not. And so that's what we started talking about last week, that the information that we get on the top, such as learning how to do Facebook ads or building websites or whatever it is, you know, we think that is business. But there are layers to this thing. I think somebody, there's a rap record somewhere where someone said that there's layers to this thing. And that's really what we're talking about here, that there are layers to the mind of an entrepreneur, a master of business. And so we went all the way down to that base level. We talked about that top level, but we'll go back to that eventually. We'll go back to that as we get ready to conclude this series. Now, I was going to just try to throw all the rest of the levels at you this week, but then after listening to last week and then actually going back and studying some more, I said, I'm just going to take my time with this because that's how important it is. The information that you're receiving now, if you understand this and then do the work, that's the interesting part about what we're talking about, is most of us gloss over this, or we think that this is not important, but yet this is the reason why we're struggling. So now you have to take this information that we're sharing and you have to do the work. So please go back and listen to last week where we kind of laid the foundation for this, and then we actually went over that first or the foundational layer, which is awareness, which goes into understanding, you know, your self-identity, your self-concept, your self-image, and how that really dictates how you move forward in terms of building a successful business, right? And so now we want to touch on the level or the layer that's right above that, and then we'll come back next week. As I just stated, I thought I was going to come back and, you know, just run through all the remaining four levels. And that would be a disservice to you. That would be a disservice. So I just want to give you one, and therefore we won't be on all day. We went a little long last week, but we laid the foundation. And so now we'll just touch on this next level or layer in the mind that needs to be shored up in order for us to begin to move forward with building the types of businesses that we say we want. Now, if you're just trying to do something, as my mentor talked to me about, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, when we talked about just getting the clothes out the cleaners and, you know, just, you know, paying the next bill, you know, a lot of this is not necessary. So I get it. So if that's you, you may want to tune this out. But this is for those who are seriously thinking about building something significant, thinking about legacy, thinking about purpose, thinking about building something that will outlive them and probably outlive their children. I was giving an example to my children earlier today as they were on their iPhones and their Apple computers, and I was pointing out to them that how they're still living or functioning in the mind of Steve Jobs, these things that he created, and he's no longer here, but yet they outlive him, and they will probably outlive some of us. Now, of course, there may be some new innovations and new takes, but there is no doubt that Apple has changed the course of human history. You know, things that Bill Gates has done has changed the course of human history. Warren Buffett has changed the course of human history. And we're talking about as it relates to business and the things, the way that people function and the tools and those who created Google. These individuals, their works will long live past them. And so their minds are constructed different to even think that big, to even construct these type of businesses and business models. And so that's where we're trying to go with this. Not that you have to build the next Facebook. However, whatever your endeavor is, you want to be able to approach it in a way that not only gives you fulfillment, personal fulfillment, but as we mentioned, if it can help to fulfill your purpose and you can leave a footprint on this planet, right? You can leave something that would change the direction of hundreds, thousands, maybe even millions of people. That would be great, wouldn't it? But here's the big thing. Even if you don't do that, if it's not that life-altering, at least it's something that could leave you personally fulfilled. And so I want to get off my, let me kick over my soapbox and dive right into this next level. Now, after awareness, the next level that must be worked on, and this level here is so critical. So let me just kind of put it in context. So last week, after you begin to identify or have self-identification, know who you are, have confidence in yourself, begin to develop a belief system about yourself, now what's next? Now you have to begin to work on your cognition. Brother Bedford, what is that? So, of course, I had to go to one of the dictionaries to pull that out. Let me make sure we get one of their good definitions that we can take and use to kind of dig a little deeper into what we're talking about here. We're talking about the mental action or process of acquiring knowledge and understanding through thought, experience, and senses, right? This is how you discern. This is your perception. This is how you learn. This is how you understand or your comprehension. This is the insight that you begin to have on certain subject matter and your business and concepts and customers and all of these different things. This is how you think. That's what your cognitive skills are, right? So that's what we want to talk about briefly because, again, this subject here, when we start talking about the mind, there are a gazillion points that we could talk about just about cognition. But all I want to do is talk about three that I think that are critical. I chuckle because the first one I want to talk to you about kind of has that word in it. But these are critical to your success as an entrepreneur. So, and I'm only going to talk about three. I mean, I literally had about 5 to 10 things on here. But again, this is for you to do the work. This is not a course. This is to pique your interest. This is to give you enough. And yes, I believe you can do some serious damage with the information that we're giving you. But it requires more study. It requires more investigation. It requires engaging more with either myself or someone else who can help to take you deeper into becoming an entrepreneur or a business owner that takes their business to the next level. And so that first point I want to make, or I don't want to call it, well, I guess you could call this a pillar within this layer, right? I want to give you three. And this first one is critical thinking. Critical thinking is the intellectually disciplined process of actively and skillfully conceptualizing, applying, analyzing, synthesizing, and/or evaluating information gathered from or generated by observation, experience, reflection, reasoning, communication. And of course, this helps to guide your belief and action. Remember last week we talked about your belief system. So now your cognitive skills, or this part here of cognition, critical thinking, helps to guide your belief. It helps you to begin to analyze and think about the information that you take in, the data that you take in, and it allows you to synthesize different pieces of information, meaning put them together in order to make better decisions. In fact, the exercise that I mean, I'm actually going through this exercise of explaining this to you by taking in so much information, the critical thinking that I've had to go through, the applying, the conceptualizing, all of these things, the observation, to kind of deliver to you in a synthesized manner information about cognition and other things. And really, this is just the second layer that we're talking about here, right above the foundational layer of self-identification or awareness last week. Now we're talking about cognition or mental cognition, your thinking capacities. And now we're talking about within your cognition, one of the cognitive skills that you must begin to master is critical thinking skills. This is something that you're not taught, or we're not taught in today's educational system. We haven't been taught this for years. We've been taught what's called rote memory, you know, just recite something that's in a book, or repeat something, or memorize passages. but never were we really given the tools or given the instruction to take that information and to think about it and how do we apply that to different situations. That's critical thinking. That's something that's going to be hard for you if you've never embraced that thinking. And this is very hard for a lot of people who go all the way through school without having to apply or engage in the critical thinking process. They have great memorization skills, able to recite passages. Some can recite books and all of these things, but never had to take that information and apply it. And that's why when it's time to apply it in a world that doesn't fit the education we have been given. So you see a lot of people who are book smart or been trained through schools and college degrees, but yet can't function in a world where those degrees or that type of knowledge or skill set is becoming obsolete. And it's because of the critical thinking. Not that they don't have the information, right? They have the information, they have the knowledge. Hell, the internet is at everybody's fingertips. But how do you take that data and now begin to put yourself through the process of applying this and analyzing and evaluating and then putting it together in a way that's custom for you and the situation? Critical thinking skill. The second pillar within this layer is being able to prioritize. This is another cognitive skill, meaning that you are able to designate or treat something more important than other things, right? You're able to concentrate on certain things that need to be done first. Prioritize, taking that information that you're learning from critical thinking, right? And now, okay, what needs to be done first, and then truly what needs to be done, period. One of the things that I've seen is people, in my experience of coaching and consulting, you give some people something, and if they're fearful of certain things, if they're not quite clear, they will not do the things that are absolutely necessary to move their businesses forward. They may avoid them. They'll put things that they're more comfortable with on the front burner. And therefore, the things that need to be done that could move you forward, and in most cases that are timely, that needs to be done in a timely manner, we put them off. Some people call this procrastination, but it's a little bit deeper than just procrastinating. Again, this is just being able to develop this skill to be able to prioritize. Let me give you a quick story about this from my other mentor and friend, George C. Frazier. I was once introducing another one of my powerful friends. They had not met. They didn't meet, not at this particular time. I believe they knew of each other. And I introduced this individual to George, and I was introducing him at the Power Networking Conference with the hopes that he would somehow become a part of the Power Networking Conference, because I knew how powerful it was and what it had done for my career, and it still is doing for my career, and the relationships with George and everything else. I knew that this other person would be a great fit. And I was introducing them to George in the middle of the conference, and this was a little break point, but George kindly spanked me by saying, "Yeah, I love to talk to him and we can do this later," but he kind of like looked at me. George has this way of kind of like staring almost through you. It's not directly at you, but almost like through you. And he said, Brother Bedford, first things first, second things never. Meaning that you have to prioritize, and whatever's on the agenda first, you focus on that and you put that in its proper perspective. And here's the best part. Now, here's what that really means when he says first things first and second things never. Because whatever is second, if you take care of what is first and you complete that task first, that means that it'll fall off the board or fall off the radar. And whatever was second, now that would move up to being first or being the priority. So that second pillar, that second skill set, that second cognitive skill that you want to begin to master is learning how to prioritize. And the last one that I'll leave you with before we get ready to close out, and this one is so, so important, because now, after we've talked about being able to think critically, how to prioritize, one of the things that will serve you tremendous in your entrepreneurial journey is being able to problem solve. This is such a valuable cognitive skill set. This is the process that in psychological terms. I'm going to give it to you from psychological terms. In psychology, problem solving refers to the process of finding solutions to problems encountered in life. Solutions to these problems are usually situation or context specific. The process starts with the problem finding and problem shaping, where the problem is discovered and simplified. I really want you to think about that. See, that's a skill that you even have to find the problem or discover the problem. Now, as business owners and entrepreneurs, we say all the time that that's the business we're in, the business of solving problems. That's what gets you to the revenue. If someone has a problem, your job is to come up with a solution. But look at that last sentence that I just read to you. The part of the skill that needs to really be worked on is finding the problem. Most people encounter problems and don't know that it's a problem. And in fact, I've seen many people break down. This is where everything begins to fall apart. When problems arise, we don't know how to find the problem. And then the second part, that we don't know how to shape the problem, look at the problem, simplify the problem, and then solve the problem. That's a challenge for a lot of people, and you can't avoid problems. I heard a minister say one time, if you wanted to avoid problems, the only way to avoid problems is to never have been born. If you didn't want any problems, you should have never been born. So you will have problems, but on the highest level in becoming a master of business, our job is to find the problems, locate them, shape those problems, discover what's going on with those problems, simplify the problems, and then solve the problems. And if you're able to do that, really the world is your oyster, right? The world is yours. You know, Scarface, the world is mine. If you're able to take any problem that comes before you and you're able to use, think about these skills that we laid before, right? You're able to critically think about it. You're able to prioritize what needs to be done first or second. You're able to scope it out. You're able to shape it. You're able to look at it. You're able to simplify it, meaning break it down to its simplest forms. And you're able to do that and solve the problems, the world is yours. This is something that I'm working on very diligently right now myself, identifying and solving problems that are naturally going to rise. Okay, so now let's do a quick recap. What we're talking about here, the second level, in your mind. I don't want us to lose sight of where we are. Now we're talking about developing the mind to become masters of business, which in truth makes you masters of life or masters of anything that you encounter. But we're specifically talking about business and entrepreneurship. And really processing where we're in a world that's filled with information and everybody is coming in contact with the same information. But what makes the difference between you and someone else or me and someone else when we get the same information? How do we take that information and become successful with it as opposed to the output being a failure? And so we talked about awareness. That's that foundational level. The level that we're on right now is the cognition level or mental cognition. And this is the mental action and process of acquiring knowledge and understanding through thought, experience, and the senses. Right? This is discernment. This is learning, this is comprehension, this is reasoning. And within that, I've only given you three areas or three pillars to look at in your cognitive skills that you want to work on. There are more, but in terms of business, these are the three that we need to focus on right away. First is critical thinking, being able to have the intellectual discipline to process and skillfully conceptualize information, analyzing that information, synthesizing that information, right? Observing all of these things, being able to think about it, and then take action on it. The next is prioritize, being able to take, and I'm just going to really simplify what George said, takes first things first and second things never, right? Being able to designate or treat whatever needs to be more important and not avoid it. Prioritize and deal with important issues first, things that are critical to your success. You having the ability to focus, to concentrate on it, to expedite the processes that need to be done. And the third is problem solving, being able to find solutions to problems that you encounter every day. And again, the solutions to these problems, they're usually based upon whatever the context is, situations, right? They're all different. This is why critical thinking is important, because there is no cookie cutter. This is a skill set that needs to be developed that can handle every situation or any situation. And what do we say specifically about this? Not just where the problems arise and come to you. As entrepreneurs and business owners, we need to be able to find the problems, shape the problems, meaning get a grasp on them and look at them and pull them out in full view. We have to discover what's wrong, and then we have to simplify, and then we have to solve. This is cognition. This area here is so important. We can talk about this. Say, brother, you talking about cognition, but your grammar's kind of off. We could talk about this for a long time. Again, I have several other cognitive skills here, but I want you to go and look up so that you'll know what cognitive skills you need to work on, that you need to begin to try and strive to perfect, so that you can be a better business person, so that you can begin to grow your business in ways that are unimaginable, right? Again, that's why I threw out those big names at the beginning, because these are billion-dollar, $100 billion businesses that we're talking about. And the difference, again, these are not human beings that are much different than you or I. The difference is the mind and what they have disciplined their minds to become, the types of minds that they have. As I've given this term, the minds of the masters of business. That's what this is all about, taking you inside those minds. So we're going to close this out. Again, I knew that this series could possibly be long, so I'm trying to discipline myself to give you some things. And not, obviously, I can't cover it to its fullest. So I'm trying not to leave it completely incomplete, even though I know that it will be incomplete. I'm trying not to leave it incomplete, but I'm hoping that I give you enough that you would begin to do further investigation. And here's the thing. You're probably thinking, well, Brother Bedford, I got to get to the money. See, that's really what this is all about. This is why we can't get to the money. Or we're on the hamster wheel trying to get to the money, because we're totally neglecting the things that would make us magnetic and attractive to money, that would make things that we think right now are so insurmountable, so hard. If we do this work here, things become easier. Okay? So this is your Brother Bedford. I'm getting ready to sign off again. I want you to join the mob, right? So text the mob to 58885. 888-589-5885. We got some other things coming up, other announcements. I'm going to get start them off next week. I was going to do it this week, but I know we're already going long. So, again, this is your brother Befford, and I look forward to talking to you again in the next episode where we're going to talk about that next layer in the mind of the masters of business. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, presented by the Masters of Business. If you like what you heard, do us a favor and subscribe to the show. Leave a 5-star rating and review, and share with those who you may think may benefit from the show. What should be everybody?
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000, or online at nycvirtualoffice.com. It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio Show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.